Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hi, Walter. How are you?
Thank you so much for calling.
Glad to hear you.
As you know, we're in the middle of the friendly part of the campaign. And one of the things that we've wanted to do for some time with the right person is to have a tour through some of the major capitals in Europe. There are nearly a million voters, perhaps more, in Europe. And also there are several American businessmen in each of these locations who we think would contribute to have lunch and dinners for them. We've done quite a bit of thinking about who might be ideal to represent Vice President Humphrey on such a trip that might last about 5 days. And all of us would very much like to ask Joe Califano to do it for the Vice President, but we don't want to press him unless we felt that this was possible from your standpoint.
No, it wouldn't be, Walter, because he's just beginning the hearings on what will be a most difficult period that we nearly ever have between now and the State of the Union and the economic message and the budget message, and he's in charge of it.
Why, sir?
And they wouldn't know him over there except for the fact that he was here. I mean, he doesn't have any contacts there much, and he is in charge of preparing our whole operation here.
Well, I certainly understand that. I think he is rather well known. But
well,
I certainly understand that, and before we were serious with him on it, I did want to know your viewpoint.
No, I sure would hope that he wouldn't, because I'd have to bring in a new man and start working on my State of the Union.
Well, we could send you a writer down there to say something.
Well, it's not bad. It's the decision of what you put in your programs. And you have all these task forces, some 68 of them, that he has appointed and working, you see, and he has a staff around him. And if you took the top man out, I think it would make it pretty difficult.
Well, I certainly understand, and I do appreciate your thoughts.
Well, I want to help any way in the world I can, but I don't think we'd want to, and I don't think we ought to do that.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you, Walter.